Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's the thing is I've talked to a lot of people saying like, oh, I'm just so tired. I can't get motivated or I'm depressed. Scientific American had a story recently that you can have a type of seasonal affective disorder during the summer, literal summertime sadness. And to give us a little bit more information on that is Christy Taylor Jones. She's a psychotherapist, happens to specialize in marriage and family therapy. But Christy joins us now. Christy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Hope you're staying cool.
Yes, I am. And I just heard about the temperature there. And it's exactly what this study is about.
So, yeah, let's shed some light on that, because, I mean, we're St. Louis, the center of the Midwest. I know the humidity Saturday morning, I think it was 98%. It was really, really high.
It's like the inside of your mouth.
It's like an armpit. Yeah. And I guess we've all heard of seasonal affective disorder, but I only associated that with the winter. Can you have that with summer months?
Yeah, well, I think that's something that we're learning, because you're right. It is associated with the winter months. And it's only been recently that research has shown that there's a different kind of seasonal affective disorder, and it affects a subset of people who are particularly prone to it. And it's as severe as the winter, only in different ways. So there's different reactions to it. And some people are more prone to it than others. But, you know, as you said, just for you, it's like, oh, you know, you go outside and you want to run back inside if there's air conditioning.
So how do you, if you're worried about somebody going through depression, as it relates to the summer blues, how do you spot that? What are some of the signs of, hey, mom's, dealing with some of the summer blues right now?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I don't know that people really know that that's what they have. Mm-hmm. And it's harder for other people to spot it as well. People know when they have seasonal affective disorder in the winter. And that's because there's been a lot of information about it. We've talked about it for decades. But what's happening now is not something that is well known. And so if it's not well known, we may not associate it with ourselves. We just think there's something wrong with me. I think before the show, you mentioned something about the lack of motivation. Mm-hmm. And I hear this a lot in the summer. I just don't feel like going out. I don't feel like doing anything. And of course, summer is associated with all these wonderful things. School is out, vacation time, swimming, all of these fun things. So if you are depressed during the summer, you do think something is wrong with you. And there might be. One of the things, though, in this subset, people with existing depression are more prone, and they're more prone, too, to the effects of the medication they're on, because medication is affected by heat.
Yeah.
And so you may be having these symptoms, and if you're on an antidepressant, you might want to ask your doctor, why am I, more depressed now, even though I'm taking the antidepressant or whatever medication, or anti-anxiety or whatever. And hopefully doctors, psychiatrists know about this subset.
Well, I didn't. You just taught me something. I had no idea that medicine was affected by temperature like that.
I think
that's an important thing for people to know. I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Less water in your body, maybe. I don't know. That's scary.
Well, yeah. And medications, during the hot weather may also be less effective, especially with dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
And higher temperatures affect serotonin levels, which is a neurotransmitter that regulates mood. And so all of these things. Oh, and another is increased alcohol.
Yeah.
And people, you know, a lot of people drink more in the winter. But, you know, parties, summer parties, patio parties, you're going to see a lot of alcohol. And that mixed with heat and humidity. And the thing is, humidity is an important factor here, too. It's not just heat.
Mm-hmm.
So like here in Los Angeles, we're having a very mild summer compared with the rest of the country.
Yeah.
But more humid.
Yes. Yeah. And then, like I said, we have a lot of humidity here. I mean, it's like pretty impressive, oppressive, where the feels like temperature, the real feel temperature is 110, 112 degrees because
right.
of the humidity. And isn't it fair to say, too, though, that while there are some people who have depression, have been diagnosed with depression, might be more prone to it, there are a lot of
yes.
people who wouldn't be clinically diagnosed, but, you know, life is unpredictable. We have hormones. Sometimes we don't sleep well. We're busy.
Yes.
Maybe we tried a new activity. That just because you feel maybe a little down one day or more tired, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are depressed or that you have seasonal affective disorder, because life kind of has ups and downs anyway, right?
Right, right. And you don't want to go immediately to, I must have, you know, summer seasonal affective disorder.
Right,
depressed. But you mentioned sleep, and sleep is such an important factor in depression. And in the summer, when it's hot and you can't sleep, it's not comfortable. I mean, one thing about the winter is that people sleep a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the summer, they can't sleep, or they're out late and up early. And sleep is definitely a factor in, you know, causing all kinds of problems.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I know. Yeah, I definitely know that, talking to people, felt it myself. Like, oh my gosh, I just feel I feel tired. It feels like the air is oppressive, and you still get out and you do things. It might just take a bit of extra effort. Christy, I know we had you on to talk about the summer blues, but I know you specialize in marriage and family therapy. Can I bring up the Coldplay concert and ask you some of your thoughts on the phenomenon that was the affair scene around the world?
The
Coldplay concert with the CEO who was caught having an affair at the Coldplay concert. Have you seen that?
Oh, no. I haven't.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I think,
Christy, you're living in a good world right now. Wherever you're at, I want you to send us your exact coordinates. I want to come live where you're at.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I did watch the Live Aid show on CNN over the weekend. So I'm going back in time. So.
Google the Coldplay thing and we'll have you back on. Because a CEO was exposed at a Coldplay concert having an affair with this head of HR. And so it's turned into a phenomenon. But good on you for not knowing this.
What is your website if people wanted to find out about your books?
Okay, and by the way, the book is on suicide, and suicide is one of the factors, incidentally, that is goes up during the summer, and hospitalizations and so on. But the name of the book is Touched by Suicide, A Personal and Psychological Perspective on the Longing for Death and Rebirth, and the website is ctjonespsychotherapy.com. So you can reach me there and you can get more information about depression and suicide on that as well.
Christy Taylor Jones, psychotherapist. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay cool this today.
Well, you too.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.